It is Seeds to Success Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined in the studio right now with Teresa Wittig, who is the proud owner and operator of Spirit Valley Ranch, which is a high-class horse stable here in the Ottawa Valley. How did you get into farming and kind of getting to where you are now?
I grew up in the Okanagan Valley in BC. And so when we came across to Ontario, we bought a farm. We bought property. And this property, we've only been at it for 4 years. And it's a big equestrian center, and really proud to own it.
Okay. What are some of the challenges, I guess you could say? You know, is it more towards, the economy, maybe even the climate or anything like that? What are some of the big challenges that you face, you know, year over year?
Long winters. Bugs.
That's fair.
I'm from BC, so those are the two things that are difficult. It's the economy for sure. Everything's gone up in price. It's getting really expensive to own horses. And to upkeep a farm, everything's up in price. So it's been a bit of a struggle the last few years because of COVID and everything. But with horses and farming, you just keep moving on. Just roll with the punches and keep moving.
Is that kind of the focus of your farm then? Is, you know, horses and just kind of open area?
I have a big indoor arena, which I rent out to the local horse community so that they have the luxury of riding indoors when the weather is not suitable to be riding outdoors, during the winters and everything. I also rent out stalls for weekends and special events for clinicians to do their teaching and events, and local people that do lessons that come to the barn and to help their students out. And for training purposes, yeah.
That's... I love horses. Horses don't necessarily like me. I've been thrown off a few in my day. But what's it like, kind of being, you know, around horses every single day? I mean, I know it can be extremely therapeutic, but also maybe a little frustrating too.
I don't get to go on vacation very often because, of course, I have to be there to do my chores and to look after them. They rely on me. I have rare Champagne quarter horses, which you don't see around here, and I had a stallion and did breeding as well, but last year I sold my stallion and kept his son. So we have a future stallion growing up. Big expectations for him because he's quite rare, his coloring is quite rare and his breeding is quite rare in the area. But it's the horses, it's a lot of work, and horses are big animals, and you got to be prepared for almost anything that they try to do themselves.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So when you get into kind of those winter months where things kind of slow down a little bit, what happens then? Is that when you get to take holidays?
No, actually, that's when the work starts. Winters are the hardest part of the year with owning horses. Early mornings, lots of snow to shovel. You got to feed them their hay because they don't have pasture during the winter months. You know, and some people, they know they blanket their horses to keep them warm on real cold weather or bring them inside. There's stalls to be cleaned every day. Chores to be done. There's always something to do on a farm.
Okay. Would you have any, you know, words of wisdom to maybe young farmers in the area maybe looking to get into the same kind of business you are?
It's a passion and it's a lifestyle. It's not a hobby.
Thank you so much for joining us here today, Teresa, on Seeds for Success Day on 104.9 MyFM.